has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Purple Haze Tobacco and Accessories is your one-stop shop for Delta 8 THC products. With THC pre-rolls, THC gummies, moon rocks, disposables, cartridges, and much more, you'll find everything you're looking for. Contact Leo at 727-580-5858, 727-580-5880, and see their ad in the BCC coupon book. Looking for a great night's sleep? Then call John Joa's Discount Mattress. They offer pillow tops, memory foam beds, and hotel beds. Twin sets starting at $169, fulls $225, queens $245, and kings $275. Visit them at 2255 Starkey Road in Largo, 727-639-2627. That's 727-639-2627 for John Joa's Discount Mattress. Are you renovating, remodeling, or building? The source for all your materials from start to finish is Bay Area Materials. Whether it's lumber, hardware, garden supplies, building materials, home centers, windows, doors, frames, accessories, Bay Area Materials has it ready for you. Located at 6196 126th Avenue in Largo, you can visit them in person or give them a call at 727-535-2122. That's 727-535-2122. The knowledgeable staff at Bay Area Materials can help you get what you need to finish that big project. Don't have construction knowledge? That's okay. Their knowledgeable staff are ready and willing to help. That's Bay Area Materials, 6196 126th Avenue in Largo. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. 727-535-2122. It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you got to have your famous line. Oh, you left. All right,
honey, I'm going to go.
Hey.
I'll see you.
All right. No, Brian.
And
how
now
you doing today,
Sammy? Now
all right,
it's Sammy.
Thank you, Bobby. Thank
we
you
got
so
a new
much.
Host.
So, do we have Clara on the line?
Okay, right. Let me call Clara right now. But
all right.
If you want to do a couple promos, I'll give her a ring real
absolutely.
Quick.
So, I just wanted to talk a little bit about one of our guests we had on last week, which was Cincinnati Chili Company. They brought us a smorgasbord last week. It was amazing. They fed everyone, and the food was so good. So you guys got to go check out the Cincinnati Chili Company. It's right over there on US 19, basically in between Hamburger Mary's and, well, the old Freaky Tiki. But the actual address is 28798 U.S. Highway 19 North, and that's Clearwater.
And here's Clara.
All right. Hey, Clara.
Hello.
How are you?
Well, hello there. How are you doing?
I'm doing so well. So I hear you are delivering puppies right now.
Well, yesterday I had two puppies. Yeah.
Oh, that's so...
Two little female.
Oh, so cute. So did you name them or anything?
Oh, no. I'll let the...
The new
no
mommies and daddies too. Name them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. I love little puppies. They're so cute. So the type of puppies you raise are the miniature schnauzers, right?
Yes.
All right. So if anyone listening is interested, Clara, you've been doing this for how long?
Since 2003.
My goodness, that's a long time. So they can give you a call at 863-215-2060. Clara is local here in Pinellas County. And she has two brand new babies. So tell us a little bit about what you have going on besides having the brand new babies.
Oh, well, been staying in the house today. It's been raining. And other than that, we had our election Tuesday and had a long day.
Right. Yes, today was not the nicest day to go outside, was it?
No.
Yes. I got a lot of things I got to clean up when I get home.
Oh, me too. I was thinking, where's my rake?
Right? I know some people I think must have left their trash out in my neighborhood because it's all over the place.
We usually help the neighbors. We have elderly neighbors, and we get out and do rake their yard on the side of ours and everything, clean it up.
Oh, that's
very nice.
So
there's a mess out there to clean up. So. But it's not. It could be worse, but it's not.
Oh, for goodness sakes, yeah. I was just watching what is going on over there in Daytona. That's just insane.
I know it. My prayers go out to them.
For sure. Goodness gracious. I've been to that beach. I just can't believe it. It's like such a long beach, and that is really, wow, crazy.
Yeah.
Feel very sorry for, I just hope that everybody got out safe and everybody is, you know, gotten their family and things out of there, because that would be a very dangerous situation to be in right now.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. So, do you have any puppies that are ready to go right now, or just the new ones that you have to wait for a while?
No, I just have the new ones, and I have some more due to be born in about 2 weeks.
Oh, very good. All right, guys. So, again, if anyone is interested in the mini schnauzers, give Clara a call at 863-215-2060. She's been doing this a really long time. I know you guarantee their health, they're AKC registered with shots and all their health certificates and things like that. Can you tell us a little bit more about the process?
Oh, yes. They just wonderful puppies. They start potty training at 4 weeks old, and I crate train them. And so they're pretty good. Well, by the time they get 8 weeks old, they're ready to go after their shots and health certificate. The family raised, it's hands-on, you know, just full of love, just family love.
Yes, yes. Clara is a very sweet woman, and that is so true. She raises them with a lot of love. So you're going to get a great little puppy. So give Clara a call.
Yeah, hey,
oh, go
Clara,
ahead, honey.
Do you have your guitar?
Oh, no.
Do you have your guitar?
Oh, I don't have it out of the case or anything, or I would do something special. But I tell you, I will before Thanksgiving.
Well, there you go. Your Southern right. Belle.
For sure.
Anyhow, just tell us, did you deliver some babies today?
I did yesterday.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting, huh?
Yes, it is. It is. It is so exciting.
Aw. Do you get attached to them?
Oh, I do. I give them lots of love and teach them to go to the bathroom outside and just a lot of attention and, you know, lots of care. And so they're just happy little puppies.
Yes. See, that's why I can't raise puppies, because I would want to keep a million of them. I would never want to give any of them to anybody. Yes, I was always, when I was little, the one bringing home stray animals. And one time, I had no idea. I was probably about, I don't know, probably about 8. And I had a cat. So I would always find all the cats in the neighborhood, and then I would make friends with them and feed them and things like that. So I grew up in Ohio, so it was very different than Florida, and we had a lot of land behind us. So I would go down in the woods all the time and pick flowers and stuff like that. So this one day I heard a cat meowing, and I'm like, oh, where is that coming from? So I'm looking, and it was a little kitten. I mean, it wasn't really that little, to tell you the truth, but guess what it was? It was a bobcat. I did not know that. And he was stuck. Yeah, he was stuck in the tree. So aww. I picked him up, and I'm bringing him up to the house, and my mom, she could see me walking up the hill, and she's like, put him down, put him down. I'm like, no, I want to keep him.
I already had a name and everything.
Yes, I couldn't understand why she kept telling me to put him down, and she was just afraid that his mom was going to come by and, you know. But yeah, I wanted to keep him. I brought him all the way up to the house. I don't know where his mom was, but she never did come to get him.
It was meant for you to be out there.
Yeah. So yeah, there was some wild ones. It was so crazy when I was little. And it's just, I guess, hereditary. But my cat, she would always mate, but he was a wild one. He was a Maine Coon. All white cat, but he was real mean, and he actually belonged to one of my neighbors, and so I guess he got so feisty that they just, you know, they would just put his food out, and he never came in the house anymore. He was just, he had a wild streak in him, so I would see him out there all the time, but my cat loved him, and she would always have kittens with him, and every single litter that she had would have a wild one just like him. And so that was always, my determination was to make nice with the wild one so they would like me.
Reminds me of the movie Lady and the Tramp.
Yes.
He was always in trouble.
Yes. He was always doing something. I remember he would
get some. And I think that was a schnauzer.
Oh, you know,
Tramp,
yeah.
Was like a schnauzer.
Actually, Tramp, yes, I'm sure he was. That was a cute little movie. Oh, my goodness. So, one more time, guys. Call Clara if you are interested in adopting a new baby, little miniature schnauzer, at 863-215-2060. Since they were just born yesterday, so it'll be about 8 weeks before they're ready. So did you have boys or girls?
Two little girls.
Oh, two little girls. So cute. I love putting the little bows in their hair.
Oh, they love the big rings. Okay?
Yes, right. I even used to do
schnauzers love the big rings, and they love their hair bows.
Aww. See, I never had a schnauzer. Well, when I was small, I had a Boston Terrier. She was a show dog. I was really little at the time, but we also had an Afghan hound. So we went from humongous horse to small.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alfie, he was the Afghan hound. He liked to be brushed as well, and I loved brushing him because he had a lot of hair.
Oh, they were beautiful.
Would you like us to play in your honor, Southern Belle?
She wants to know what song.
Do you want us to play a song for you, Clara?
Yes, you can.
What would you
why
like?
Why don't you just surprise me?
Oh.
One of your favorites.
Yeah. One of our favorites.
Okay.
That's a...
Oh, goodness. Let me think.
I tell you, I just love the Queen of Country Music, which was Loretta Lynn, and because I love to do some of her songs sometimes outside of gospel music, and let's do a tribute to her.
Okay. Let me cook one up here, and we'll be playing it in just a few minutes.
Actually, she was one of my mother's favorite as well.
Yep, it'll be just...
All right. I remember watching Coal Miner's Daughter with my mom probably 25 times.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Yes, I've watched that several times.
Yep. Her and Patsy Cline.
And we have the song right here.
All right. Dedicated to Clara and her new babies.
We were poor, but we had love. That's the one thing that Daddy made sure of. He shoveled coal to make a poor man's dollar. My Daddy worked all night in the Van Leer coal mines. All day long in the field of hoeing corn.
Dedicated to Clara and her brand new baby mini schnauzers. And you can give her a call if you're interested at 863-215-2060. Thank you so much, Clara. What else would you like to talk about today?
I think that'll be it. I wish everybody a wonderful Veterans Day tomorrow.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And you have a beautiful day, and you have lots of fun with your new babies.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, okay. Clara.
Thank you.
Right. You're welcome.
Thank you, Southern Belle.
Goodbye, Brian. Talk to you later.
Checks in the mail, Clara.
All right, Clara. Thank you so much for being with us today. All right. So there's a couple of our clients that I would like to talk about real quick. Absolute Tree Services. Brian, aren't they just the best people, and they have a lot of integrity, and they've been in business a long time?
Yes, they're professional.
Yes, and they just keep growing and growing and growing. Every time I turn around, they've got new trucks and new people. So if you need any work on your trees done, they are very professional, always on time. They have lots of crews. They can come out right away, do a full assessment. And you can actually find one of the free property evaluation assessment coupon in our coupon book. And $100 off any job over $500 or 20% off any service over $100. That's Absolute Tree Service. And they have three wonderful locations to service you. Dunedin, Palm Harbor, Tarpon Springs. You can give them a call at 727-738-5251. Or if you're in Clearwater, you can give them a call at 727-442-2901. Or Largo, Seminole area, 727-399-8272. That's Absolute Tree Services.
Very good. And Brent's a real star. Like,
he really is.
When I think of a class act, it's between him and Bill at Bill's Super Gas.
Yes.
And Alex from...
Happy Homes.
Yeah, like they're the three top.
And we have Patrick on the line.
All right.
Hey, Patrick, how are you, buddy?
Very good. How are you today, Brian?
You're good. So you're going to tell us a song we're going to play for you in your honor. What song should we play?
Oh, man, might as well play some Fantastic Voyage. That was the first thing I could think of.
Okay. Give us just
a minute to get that.
What's the favorite song on Fantastic Voyage?
No, that's the actual song.
Yes. So, Patrick, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you can offer to everyone?
Well, we are in Pinellas County. We do custom boat upholstery, restaurants, and home furniture. We specialize in boat covers, sunshades, and custom marine upholstery.
Oh, that's very cool. You know, I'm sitting here looking at some of your photos. You do beautiful work. Like, seriously, classy. Very, very nice. You guys can check out some of Patrick's work at Cross Customs Concepts on his Facebook page. He's done some lovely jobs on some boats.
Yeah, and I see some restaurants sometimes, and I wonder, you see tape on the pipe.
Yes.
You know, and they should really, it's something, it's an image thing.
For sure.
So, like, how many, like, for restaurants and stuff, do you see that? Like, when you go into a restaurant, you see a rip upholstery, and you think to yourself, I can fix this, right?
Absolutely. And, I have lots of friends all over the area that when they go out, they do the same thing. So when you're sitting in your local bar or restaurant and the seat's ripped up, just send them to the Cross. Cross Custom Concepts.
All right.
Wow. And I just realized, is that the spiritual side of the name Cross came from the cross of Jesus?
It is. And, the three C's represent the triune God.
Wow.
Very cool. Yes, and your logo is beautiful. It looks like a star with like a sunburst behind it.
Exactly.
Yes, very nice.
So that's good to know. Like, I'm going to keep my eye out, like at restaurants and stuff, if you see ripped upholstery, then would you give like a referral fee to someone?
Well, listen, guys, I want to thank everyone listening here, and for you guys, what we're going to do today for the next 10 people that send a text message to my number with a picture of a competitor's quote, we will beat it by 10%.
Wow.
All right. And that's 727-678-1722.
Wow. That's big.
Correct.
But the thing is, too, is you do high-quality work. How did you get into the upholstery business?
Well, that would be the Florida Department of Corrections.
Okay.
A program called Pride. I was in there serving time for, misconduct, and I took up the trade to do upholstery.
That's really great that you turned your life around and now you have your own business. That's amazing. That's a great story, success story.
Right, so that's what you say, you never give up.
Yeah.
You know, don't sit on some high, like, never look down on someone from some moral or spiritual hilltop. Because we're only as sick as our secrets, and everybody's got demons they're dealing with. And so what happens is that when you see that everybody can pull themselves up by their bootstraps, long as you put the effort in and do the right thing because it's right, life can be a lot easier.
Absolutely. I feel blessed and fortunate. There's definitely been support from the community. You know, like you guys and everyone that I come in contact with, they've definitely had a helping hand out. So, you know, thank God for that.
Well, that's
right.
Great.
Now, tell us about your family, too, because you're a family guy. So not only did you turn your rifle around, you know, you have children and stuff. You got married. You got your own business going. And right now, the reason you couldn't come to the studio is because you're a responsible young man. And what you did is you're taking care of your children, which you're supposed to do, right? But tell us about your family, how you have a family life.
Oh, man, I'm truly blessed there. I have 7 children. That's 6 daughters and a son.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but you can hear some of them in the background from 20 down to 2 years old.
Wow. That's wonderful, so, right?
You know, they're all healthy. And
if you change one person's life, you change the world, right? And then look how you changed your life, and now the world's being changed with all your wonderful children, plus your business.
That's awesome, Patrick. That's great. What a true blessing.
Yeah, it is.
Many you really, really, over a long period.
You've got a talent. Seriously, these are beautiful. These boat seats, and actually, with what's going on today, you may get some business for some people that got things damaged, unfortunately.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it has happened, especially with Ian. We've been able to help. And, you know, that's something else. We've helped a lot of people save money on insurance and make money through their sales. So, like, you have a damaged boat, you know, with our pricing, which I consider middle-of-the-mall pricing. People are turning profits on the resale of their boats. And
oh, nice.
Other things. So.
Oh, right, that's great. Because, like, when you see it, that looks sharp, it looks new.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime you have something that looks sharp and new and has a good look to it, that's going to command more money.
Absolutely. And especially people's covers, because he does some really nice covers. They may need those repaired. That's good to know. So, guys, give Patrick a call if you have any damage to your boat. 727-678-1722.
Right. How can we remember 1722? What do you think happened in 1722?
I don't know. Do you know what happened in 1722?
We got Bruce coming up here. And
what happened in 1722?
Just a second. Oh, okay, great. I don't know.
There he is. All right, we got Bruce Pipers.
What happened in 1722?
Hey, Bruce, we're on the line with Patrick from Cross Custom Concepts. He does custom upholstery for boats and new boat covers and restaurant recovering. And so you're joining the conversation now. Hello, how you doing?
Great. How are you?
Awesome. So how did you fare through the storm today?
You know, we lost a couple of screens, but everything else is in good shape, so can't complain about that.
Very good, very good.
It seems like we seem to be lucky, right?
We have always been, I think, fortunate, really.
You know, the last time a hurricane hit on that side, is that called the east side?
Mm-hmm.
That happened. The last time a hurricane hit in November was 1935.
I know.
Right. And then the one that did hit in 1985, that was on the other side.
Right.
So it's been over 70 years, right? Or is it, like, yeah. Is that amazing? The odds of it happening and we didn't get hurt?
Yep. Just a few blown around things. Maybe, like Bruce said, a couple screens, but nothing major.
What would have happened, like, to your business, Bruce, you think, if Ian hit us direct? Where would you be today, you think?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, like unfortunate families that in business down in South, right? I think we'd be out of commission, and it'd be very tough to be able to operate, you know, if there's no power, no water, and of course, you know, damage would be a big challenge.
Yeah.
The show that's on before us, like what we do is we do a food drive, and we've been sending vans of food down to Fort Myers since it happened.
Yeah.
And we just donated to them. Isn't that amazing? And it's more expensive.
It's amazing.
Yeah, for the gas, paying for the driver. It's more expensive than people think, just to that the logistical end of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But they need help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do. I have a good friend of mine that is a chief marketing officer for a big breakfast restaurant chain. And they went down there and mobilized and served I forget what he said, over 100,000 pancakes. It was crazy.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Who was that politician that flipped the pancake and fell off the stage?
I don't know.
Who was it?
I remember
who was the guy that screamed? He was a Democratic guy. I just remember he screamed.
I don't remember who it was.
But anyhow,
gosh.
He flipped the pancake, right? And then tried to catch it and then fell off the stage. Yeah, I don't know who it was. $50, anybody knows, call into the station, 441-3000.
I don't mean to be nasty, but it couldn't have been Biden, was it?
No.
No. Are you sure?
Yeah, what a crazy thing. Something, you know, we don't talk politics, so we try to stay away from it, but it's amazing how the red wave never materialized.
Oh, it was, he was a presidential candidate.
Right.
In the year 2000, it was Gary Bauer.
That's right. He fell off the stage.
Right.
He was doing an event with Bisquick, and he went to flip the pancake and fell off the stage. There's lots of YouTube videos on it.
Yeah, somebody else tried that
Amazing.
The other day.
So let me say, do you have upholstery at your restaurant? Like upholstery chairs and stuff?
We do have upholstery chairs, absolutely.
Patrick, you still there?
Charlene, how are you?
I am here.
Yeah, Patrick, what Patrick does is he is an expert at upholstery. Like he designs stuff.
Great.
Do you need anything done there?
Patrick, that's interesting. You know, we're looking to potentially upholster our tables with some type of like marine, you know, fiber or something like that, where it's easy for them to wipe down. So we're looking to do that for our tables because you know, wood gets beat up over time.
Yeah, we've done fabric covered tables with a plastic edge. So yeah, absolutely, and laminate tables, but we kind of stay towards the vinyl side of things nowadays, and not too much laminate.
That's great.
Bye. Yeah, see that? And then can I ask you your background, too? Because I know you're a marketing guy. And it's something like when you talk to a colleague that you can just sense. Even, you know what? I'll just say it. Even your message is upbeat. Like when you leave a message for someone to call you, your message is professional.
Thank you very much. Yeah, you want me to talk about my background?
Yeah, tell us about your background of who you are. Because you can't buy experience, and that's what you have.
Well, thank you. I've been in marketing for over 30 years. I've worked with publicly traded companies and privately held companies and startups throughout my career, anywhere from retail to CPG to QSRs, you know, restaurants, if you will. And even technology. And so, you know, throughout my career, I've been blessed with the ability to work with some amazing leaders and teams. And, you know, we've done some incredible things from rebranding organizations to transforming organizations. And, and I've taken a lot of that knowledge and insights that I've learned and shared and even developed and brought it into the pizzeria. So, my wife and I decided that we're going to cut the corporate cord and go chase a dream that her and I have had for 30 years, frankly, right? We met in a pizzeria while we were in high school, And I was making pizzas and she was waitressing, and we went off and did our thing. And we've always had passion for pizza, and even had made pizzas at our house for that time with the, and it's just been from scratch, if you will. And we took all that and we brought it in, and we formed Piper's Scratch Pizza Shop, which is named after our daughter, which her name is Piper.
Aww.
And so it's been a fun journey and full circle, if you will, from the time we met to, you know, now we've been married for almost 30 years and then, you know, naming something after our daughter and just doing something really cool in the community, because for us, you know, serving good food and providing excellent customer service are the two things that really matter to us at the end of the day. And if we do that really well, then we're gonna make sure we're serving our community effectively. And that's what we strive for every single day.
Yes, that's it right
phenomenal.
There.
And that's phenomenal.
That should be on a CD.
And your pizza is perfect. So you guys perfected that recipe for sure. It's really, really good.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, it's very, very good. So we're speaking with Bruce Guys from Piper's Scratch Pizza. It's a new place up in Palm Harbor. If you are familiar with the Fountains Plaza, the Tiffany's restaurant that's been there for a million years, he's located behind there, back right behind there. So just look for his for Piper, and you can get some awesome pizza. You guys do a lot of things, though, besides pizza, right?
Yeah, we do New York-style pizza. We also brought in a 12x12, you know, what we call deep dish, if you will, pizza as well. We do grandma pizzas. And on top of that, you know, we do a gluten-free, and we do a cauliflower crust pizza. But then we do salads. We pick our ingredients fresh every single day from Keystone Market, so we pick our produce fresh.
Okay.
And then on top of that, we have three subs. We have a meatball sub, a chicken parm sub, and a Philly. And our Philly steak is made with prime sirloin, and you can have American cheese or provolone cheese, and of course the grilled veggies if you want.
Yum.
And then our meatballs are made in-house, and our chicken parms are made in-house as well. Of course, we don't make the chicken, but the ingredients, and we pound it out together, right? And so we have a lot of fun. We have a lot of passion for what we do. The team is so energetic and just cares about, you know, making, once again, good food and providing an excellent
for sure. You know, Bruce, you're going to have to bring some food, and we're going to eat it on the air and come down to the radio station.
Let's do it.
Because I tell you, Brian's favorite thing in the whole world, I believe, is a meatball.
Some people say I look like a meatball.
Hey,
Bruce, can you do me a favor? Can you ask Patrick a question, like be a DJ? Ask Patrick a question about upholstery.
You got it. So, hey, Patrick, so tell me about upholstery. I mean, you know, I think that's, you know, almost like a door, right? It's almost the invisible thing you see in your house because it's just there. So what tell me about, you know, the importance of picking the right, you know, fabric and why you should or when you should reupholster.
Okay, well, for the restaurant, I would say the proper upholstery would be something with antimicrobials, you know, so we're not growing bacteria in the furniture, something that we can wipe with bleach, which is now more readily available since COVID. Before that, you would just use soap and water and a standard cleaner, you know, nothing too harsh, but now they have lots of upholsteries out there that we can sanitize. I suggest you get it done before it needs to be done,
for the radio.
Before it starts to rip and the foam starts to go to waste underneath. Most importantly, on your boats, do that because the sun deteriorates it quickly. And if you can at all, keep it out of the sun. You know, keep the stuff covered, dry, and protected with the correct cleaning and protective.
Right.
Yeah, so from a health standpoint,
different designs you can pick from?
So we do have access to CNC embroidering, so you can put your own names, your logos, and different shapes as well. We offer lifetime thread for here in Florida. It doesn't fade or deteriorate. You might see some of your threads starting to deteriorate on some of your projects. We do use lifetime PTFE thread, so you don't have to worry about that.
Oh, that's neat.
Awesome.
That's franchise stuff. You could be a local absolutely. Place and still have it all embroidered. That's class.
Now, yeah, it brings that personal element to it.
The padded table. You must have a higher end restaurant, because now that I recall, those padded tables for sure. We put in the nice restaurants, and Brian must have known my love for pizza. You know, I think he might have started a bromance here. We're gonna have to come and see you for sure.
Awesome. Yeah, please do it. Also, check out the the tables while you're there. But enjoy the pizza. I mean, it's a pizzeria, right? And it's ours, but we like to level it up a little bit. And so, so for us, it's more about making sure that we provide a great experience. So when a customer comes and dine with us, the table looks good, right? That's what we're trying to accomplish.
Very cool. All right, guys, if you want to hold on the line for a couple minutes, we're going to do our traffic report, which is sponsored by Piper's Pizza and Cross Customs Concepts.
Take a ride, there's a party over there that ain't no job. It's live, live, it's all the way live. Don't even have to walk, don't even have to drive. Just slide, slide, slippity slide. Just forget about your troubles and your 9 to 5. And just sail on,
that's what you do.
Just sail on. Now the dude's so funky, hey, what do you think? What is it called? It's called a Lakeside Stank.
Talk Radio Network.
Looking for a great night's sleep? Then call John Joa's Discount Mattress. They offer pillow tops, memory foam beds, and hotel beds. Twin sets starting at $169, fulls $225, queens $245, and kings $275. Visit them at 2255 Starkey Road in Largo, 727-639-2627. That's 727-639-2627 for John Joa's Discount Mattress. Good afternoon, Tantalk time, 5:48. This traffic report is sponsored by Piper's Scratch Pizza Shop, 727-223-4006, and Cross Custom Concept, 727-678-1722. Not too bad out there on the roadways, actually, considering we just finished a tropical storm here, but we do have an incident north-southbound I-275 at 4th Street with the right shoulder block. Moving on up the Veterans Expressway, another disabled vehicle at exit ramp, so that's exit 4, Hillsborough Avenue. So keep that in mind. And going up to up the Veterans, southbound, we have an obstruction, so some debris in the road at Gun Highway. Moving on over to Pasco, looking pretty good, except another incident southbound, 275 before mile marker 58. Taking a look at your weather for tonight. Tropical Storm Nicole is moving out of our listening area, but we will still have a 40% chance of rain tonight. The storm's maximum sustained winds are 45 mile an hour right now. We still have a tropical weather statement in effect. So current temperatures, Zephyr Hill, 71 degrees. Dade City, 70 degrees. And downtown Clearwater, 70 degrees. More BCC Coupon Book Show coming right up after this.
Smoke and Token is your hemp and more store. With 50 strains of the highest content, flower bath bomb, pain relief cream, cartridges, disposable wax, gummies, edibles, and more, give Smoke and Token a call at 712-796-7858. to visit their website, token-thc.com, and use promo code WEED for 50% off. Token-thc.com and use promo code WEED for 50% off. Are you renovating, remodeling, or building? The source for all your materials from start to finish is Bay Area Materials. Whether it's lumber, hardware, garden supplies, building materials, home centers, windows, doors, frames, accessories, Bay Area Materials has it ready for you. Located at 6196 126th Avenue in Largo, you can visit them in person or give them a call at 727-535-2122. That's 727-535-2122. The knowledgeable staff at Bay Area Materials can help you get what you need to finish that big project. Don't have construction knowledge? That's okay. Their knowledgeable staff are ready and willing to help. That's Bay Area Materials, 6196 126th Avenue in Largo. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. 727-535-2122.
Cincinnati Chili is now in Clearwater, Florida, with restaurant dine-in, drive-thru, delivery, and catering, always made fresh daily, and we only use full-size all-beef hot dogs.
Cincinnati, Cincinnati Chili Company.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's 10 Talk.
We're back. All those promotions that paid for this show.
All right. So but we still hear Bruce and Patrick?
We have Bruce.
Okay.
Patrick left. Okay. But, you know, I do a mattress store, Bruce, advertising. And he's wholesale. He really is 50 to 70% off. And how do you know it is? He guarantees to have the best prices. Guaranteed. So you can show him a mattress with the serial number, and he'll beat it by 10%. He has a year-end giant liquidation sale. It's called Wholesale Beds Mattress Store, and they're right there on 4100 East Bay Drive in Clearwater.
Yep. I think he's right by the Amscot, right there on East Bay, before you almost at the intersection of Belcher and East Bay.
Is he in that same plaza?
Yeah, you know where the CVS is on the corner? He's right behind there.
Right, so if you are looking for a mattress, this guy guarantees to have the lowest price. He delivers it, and he's nationwide shipping is available.
And he has all the brands, too. Like, he can get you anything that you're looking for, and you get a free set of bamboo sheets.
Right, that's Wholesale Beds and Mattress Store. Their phone number is 727-831-6246. They're on 4100 East Bay Drive in Clearwater.
Ah, now we have CNC Meat Market.
All right. We got Tony on the line, too. So, Bruce, this is Tony from CNC Market.
Yeah, how do you get your meats?
Hey, Tony.
Yeah, hi, Tony. Yeah, we got Bruce on the line from Piper's Pizza also, Tony. How are you, buddy?
Okay. I'm wonderful.
How long have you been in the meat business?
I've been here before for 10 years. I live for 5 years and I come back again. So I have now 2 years here. Yeah.
Long time.
Yes.
And so then if you look at your picture of your meats, one of the things I like about the way you do it is that you'll cut and prepare meat the way someone asked you to do it.
Oh, no. You come in here and you ask, I want this, I want to decide, or I don't like this, I want you to decide. We do whatever you want. And we make the plan you want.
Right.
You know?
No, I like that, because I asked you to take my leg quarters and cut them, and you did.
Right.
And it's a lot easier to cook when you have them cut up.
Yes, it's one thing a lot, but the people like to hear the name or the people's coming, because and they say, I got $150 to spend. What I can buy? And I tell them, go ahead, tell me what you want. And I write them down and say, okay, you can buy this, and this. And they told me, yes, that's fine. You know? So we like to make the people happy.
Well, that's good. You're doing a great job. And I think the concept guy was CCC.
Yes, it's CCC, Cross Custom Concepts.
Right, so we just had somebody on, three C's, you're two C's. So CNC, meat market, and then we had CNC upholstery.
And B, or I'm sorry, P for?
Pipers.
Piper.
I think that's something. Bruce, do you have a question for my friend Tony at CNC Meat Market?
Yes, they can come with only that. You can have one of the best sandwiches, Cuban sandwich. One of the best sandwiches we make here.
What question do you have for my friend Tony at CNC Meat Market?
Hey, so Tony, do you you carry brisket?
You see, I don't carry it, and you order for me, I bring it. Whatever the people ask me, I don't have it. They give me a couple of days, I bring it. That's the way it is. Nice. Yes.
Yeah, we have a pizza called the Cowboy Pizza, which I smoke a prime brisket in a smoker for about 20 hours with oak, and then we slice it really thin, and we put it on our pizza. So we do a house-made barbecue sauce, fresh mozzarella, red onions, and sliced smoked brisket, and it's amazing. Oh, that's why I asked you if you had brisket, because I'd buy my brisket from you if you have it.
Yes. Well, what you got to do is if you want to come into the store and look at what I have, if I don't have it, and you give me like 2 days, I'll bring it to you.
What I'll do is this. I'm going to pay for the brisket for you, Bruce. And I'll tell you what. I mean, 5 pounds. I don't know what that would cost, but I'm gonna get it to where I'm gonna place an order right now with you at CNC Meat Market for Bruce at Piper's Pizza. And is 5 pounds, is that a lot or a little?
No. We gotta get a 20-pounder.
Oh my God! So that's
all right, so let's order a 20-pounder.
Now he's emptying his pockets out.
I gotta sell it. People demand it.
Don't worry.
We put it on the menu and it's gone in 2 days.
Yes, I get it for you and 2 days have it for you with the best price. You never have it. Okay?
Okay, so we're placing an order with you right now from Piper's Pizza for CNC Meat Market, 20 pounds of brisket.
15 to 20 pounds.
And then we're going to deliver it to you too, at Bruce.
Oh my goodness!
So just take that order, and then I'll tell you what, Tony. The check's in the mail.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. I hope the people come here and
And then maybe he can start. You can. Would you deliver it to him?
Yes.
Okay. So what we'll do is we'll get that going. But gifts by LCJ. You buy 10 cards, you get 5 cards free. You buy 3 cards, you get 1 card free.
And also about her, if you're looking for a gift for anybody for a birthday and Christmas is coming, she has a humongous store full of things.
Right. It's gift by LCJ. She's the best.
Charlene, and Linda's her mom.
Right.
And they're right there on Seminole Boulevard. Okay. We're running out of time for today, but thank you so much, Tony.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Bruce.
So how long would it take you to get 20 pounds of brisket, 15 to 20 pounds?
Tell Brian coming tomorrow. I'll let you know. And I'll let you know the price, too. Okay?
Don't worry about the price. I trust you'll give us a good price.
All right, guys. So check out Piper's Pizza, CNC Meat Market, Cross Customs Concepts. And give Claire a call if you want a baby puppy. She's got mini schnauzers just born yesterday.
And Wholesale Beds and Mattress Store on 4100 East Bay Drive, Clearwater, in the Winco Center near the Ampscot.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.